You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Christy Pierce-Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It is! The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. People on the highways, the byways, the back rooms, the front rooms, the restaurants, the bars, the restaurants, your house, your backyard, your front yard. Maybe you're holding it down. Maybe you're protecting somebody. Maybe you're on patrol. Maybe you're helping somebody again. I appreciate you. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. You can always lock into the show on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158 if you got it, and a smart speaker. You got one of those, good for you. You can ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't have to lift a finger. You've already had a fun show as we get started, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to Jarrett Bell from USA Today, NFL columnist, for joining us. He just had a great conversation with Patrick Mahomes, talking about the money, the cash, the paper that's being thrown around at NFL QBs. Go check it out. Ask them about that conversation, the Dallas Cowboys, the 49ers, the Steelers. And thank you again to Jarrett Bell. And of course, about an hour ago, the Major League Baseball trade deadline, it came, it went. And I guess you could say there was some major moves, a few of them. What else is new? The Dodgers going for it all. Hickey, are the Dodgers like an international crime organization? Like, where are they getting all this money from?
That's a great question. A lot of money being spent out there in L.A. Makes you wonder.
So the Dodgers bring in Jack Flaherty from the Tigers. And congratulations. Everybody asking me about Skubal. He ain't going anywhere. Don't expect it. So Jack Flaherty is now on the Dodgers. You're thinking about some of the other moves that have kind of trickled in over the past hour or so. Mark Canna, he's on the Giants. Giants get him from the Tigers. Okay, he's familiar with that team as well. Think about some of the other moves. Gregory Soto is now a member of the Orioles, moving on from the Phillies. Martin Perez, the Padres get him too, and the Padres have been very busy because the Padres also get Tanner Scott from the Marlins. Red Sox bringing in Luis Garcia from the Angels, whatever, not making too much of a difference. The Dodgers, they get a bat as well. Outfielder Kevin Kiermaier is on his way from the Toronto Blue Jays. And I wish there were these gigantic moves. There weren't. Blake Snell is not moving. I told you Skubal is not moving. A Crochet is not moving. The White Sox and the Marlins are just a feeder for everybody else in Major League Baseball. But some of the bigger names are not moving. The Dodgers now, well, they get Jack Flaherty. And, I mean, that's what the hell they've needed is pitching. Because if there's anything we've learned with the Dodgers over the past 2 years, you can't count on their pitching. Everybody just goes down and gets hurt. And so those are some of the moves that have taken place. And we'll see if it bears fruit for some of these teams trying to go on a run. And if we learn anything just from last year's World Series, just because you got all the money, hello to the Dodgers, hello to the New York Yankees, that doesn't mean that you're going to have all the success and go into a World Series. We'll see what happens sooner than later. Also, earlier today, we had plenty of big news coming out of France. Congratulations to Team USA, the women's gymnastics team. They won gold at the Paris Olympics. It's their third gold medal in the last four trips. This is the team competition, okay? I think you might remember a little bit what happened last time in Tokyo, Japan, as Simone Biles had to exit out of the Olympics due to what she called the twisties, her inability to understand where she was in the air at any given point in time. I guess it's like, I don't know, vertigo on the ground, but in the air for a gymnast. Not the easiest thing to do. And so Team USA, they walked away with a silver medal, and today they walk away with gold. And as a result, Simone Biles, and she can now continue her claim as being the greatest a female gymnast to ever represent the United States of America. A matter of fact, she is the most decorated Olympics gymnast ever, passing Shannon Miller, Simone Biles, all time, through three Olympic Games, 8 medals. 8 of them. Her teammates, Jordan Chiles, was out there dancing to Beyonce on the floor routine, Jade Carey, Suni Lee. They went out there and they waved that U.S. flag proudly as they walked away with a victory. This was trending on social media. People were proud of the girls. They looked like they were having a time of their lives. And Simone Biles afterwards, at 27 years old, which is ancient for a gymnast, she talked about the legacy that she is leaving in gymnastics.
Now you have 38 World and Olympic medals, which is more than any of the men's team combined. And so I wonder, what does that mean to you, and what about the legacy that you're leaving on the sport?
Honestly, I would have had to Google that. So I'm not really sure. I don't keep count. I don't keep stats. I just go out here and do what I'm supposed to, and I'm doing what I love and enjoying it. So that's really all that matters to me. Yes, it's amazing now that I hear it, but I don't think I'll truly understand the depth of it until I walk away from the sport. So you never know, because I mean, we still have a couple more competitions here, so I'm trying to focus on that, and so we'll just have to see.
Listen, she might walk away with more medals. She now has more than any man or woman ever, period, at least for the USA. Let's see if she can add on to that medal haul. That's the good news. Hickey, did you watch earlier today? Did you see the gymnasts out there?
Oh, I didn't. I was locked in, and I was just in awe. Like the flips, the spins, the balance, like it is. There's just an appreciation of just the incredible athletic ability to pull all that off. Like, forget about just scoring high, but just to do it without breaking your neck is incredible as hell to watch. And then to do it, you know, to close to perfection, unbelievable.
That's why it was just. It was uncomfortable 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 3 years ago, I guess. There were so many people critical of Simone Biles, I want to say dropping out, but she did. She dropped out of the Olympics because she wasn't comfortable mentally where she is. And obviously mental can affect physical. And there were just so many people critical. And I'm like, let's really be honest. How many people are sitting around on a daily basis and can deconstruct gymnastics? Like, how many people can really sit around and tell you every detail about gymnastics? You really, really have to be into it, and not just every 4 years. And so when she decided not to participate in Tokyo due to the twisties, like, for whatever reason, people were just destroying her. And I'm like, you got a lot of people who can't take 2 steps off the couch without busting their ass. And they had 2 cents to say about, oh, Simone Biles is a quitter. Well, why are people commending her for quitting? And it's just like, man, what do you do? what do you understand about gymnastics? What space are you in where you can determine, you know, where she is? I mean, there was a guy named Chuck Knobloch. Shout out to all my people in Minneapolis. Unfortunately, all my people in New York. Man, you can have a mental block where you can't even throw the ball straight. Now, forget throwing a ball straight. Imagine being up in the air and not being able to understand where you are. What is she supposed to do? Go out there and, as Hickey said, what, break her neck? Like, come on. Hickey, that drove me nuts when people were killing her a few years ago. They were killing her.
It's so stupid, also so predictable. Like, for just a group of people in this country, like you said, where, oh, she's a quit. Like, they watch, and sometimes don't even watch. Just, oh, she quits. Let's just bag on someone that everyone's, like, you know what I mean? It's like a cool thing to do. Oh, everyone's building this person up. Everyone's praising, in this case, Simone Biles. Well, I got with the cool guy to knock her down. Oh, she quit. She quit on her country. And just, it's ridiculous. Like you said, you watch it, you appreciate it. But then you realize, like you said, if you are not 100% in general, I mean, not to be extreme, but like it is, it could be life, death defying or serious injury happening.
Come on, man. It's one, her body, their body is the tool, right? It's one thing to be a basketball player, and we've seen this. It's one thing to be a basketball player and have a mental block, a la Ben Simmons, where you can't knock down a free throw, right? Oh, that's one thing. The ball goes to the basket and it hits nothing. Ben Simmons is physically fine, okay? It's one thing to be Chuck Knobloch. I guess the only people that would have to worry are the people behind first base in the stands, and now we got a net. Chuck Knobloch threw the ball and he can't find the first baseman. Chuck Knobloch doesn't have anything but hurt feelings. It's one thing to stand, I don't know, at home plate and swing and miss and be in a slump. You got hurt feelings. Your brain is in the toilet. It's another thing to be a football player, an NFL player. And yeah, they can physically get hurt due to their mental mistakes. We know it's inherently a violent game. But it's one thing to have a habit of just, I don't know, being Sam Darnold and seeing ghosts and throwing the ball to the wrong team. It's another thing when you're a gymnast. There is no ball to throw. There's no ball to hit. There's no ball to shoot with a stick or any of that. Nothing. If she screws up in the air, that's pretty dangerous. And so I'm still bothered by all the crap that she took years ago. And congratulations to her and her teammates for walking away with gold. Because she's doing something. Her teammates are doing something that a lot of people can't do themselves. Can you do a cartwheel? I mean, damn it, please. Do a cartwheel before you criticize this woman. It's always people who've never had a day in their life of doing half of what she's accomplished who wants to go ahead and say something in reverse. So let's see what Simone Biles does at the rest of the Olympics. Now here's some bad news, unfortunately. Hickey, a question. Should we do USA bad news now, or should we get to some other countries first?
No, let's just go right to the U.S. bad news. Get it over with.
All right. Unfortunately, our female flag bearer in Coco Gauff, and she was eliminated, okay? She lost to Donna Vecic in two sets, but the bigger issue was the fact that Coco Gauff was out there arguing with the umpire, who she felt, you know, called the ball in after initially saying it was out. That wasn't necessarily the reason that she lost. Coco Gauff had words with this umpire, and she ultimately, she was upset. She was crying. I think we need to keep in mind that Coco Gauff, despite someone who has just also won a U.S. Open, expected to win many more majors over the span of her career, she's still 20 years old. And in 99.9% of the time, she comes across as ridiculously composed. And today, her emotions, they were clearly out there. Let's take a listen to this courtesy of NBC.
It kind of does when the ball isn't that fast. If it's fast, okay, but the ball wasn't that fast.
The question is whether it affected your
swing. It did. If he calls it out before it hit it affects the swing. Cut. Because a forehand is like this. It's the doesn't go like this. I was going back to hit the ball. The ball, he called it out before I hit it.
But you understand that I have to take a decision, and in this case...
But you have to be sure. You can't say
maybe... I am 100% sure.
No, you're not. You just said maybe I'm wrong. It's
well,
not...
based on your reaction, I might be wrong. But I have to take
the
decision.
I never argue these calls, but he called it out before I hit the ball.
I understand, Coco.
It always happens to me on this board. It always happens here at Brits Open to me every time. You understand? I have to always advocate for myself on this board all the time.
Oh, man. Yeah. Hickey, I don't. There's nothing that she's referring to, a similar situation that occurred at the French Open. And the people that were booing, they weren't booing her. They were booing that umpire. And I don't think there's anything that changes over time. But her just getting a little bit older. That's it. Hickey, that's kind of tough to listen to. Who wants to listen to anybody cry? I don't care how old you are, but a 20-year-old woman out here crying, it's just. It's tough to listen to, but I think she'll toughen up as the years go on, and I think that's the most you can ask for someone who's she's not even old enough to have a drink.
That's also important to remember. Like, you see her on the big stage, and you just assume, like, oh, yeah, they're older because just players on that stage usually are older. So it's, I think, in terms of, like, the age highlighting, like, we all were that age. We all were, you know, maybe not the most mature emotionally, or let the emotions get the best of us. I think what you said is also 100% spot on of learning from this because, like you said initially, like it was one call. We could argue it was a bad call or not and the impact that it had on that swing. But also, you can't allow one bad call that goes against you to derail you the rest of the time. You know, and the best ones in any sport are the ones that are mentally resilient where they get a bad call that doesn't go their way and they just push on, move through, and fight through it. That's like the next step in Coco's growth. And it was a very public display today. Hopefully this, you know, she looks at this more as a life lesson than feeling victimized yet again.
Yeah. You know, if I think about 20-year-old athletes, forget a national stage, a global stage, like Caleb Williams is older than her. All right, I can go down the list. NBA players don't get into the league really and have the success that she's had at her age. Major League Baseball players are typically older than she's 20 years old. She's been a public figure winning, really bursting onto the scene more so in 2019. It's 2024. This is going to be some growth. Also, since we're talking about the bad news from the Americans, and then we'll talk about the other countries, make fun of them. Hey. Both our men and our women lost in 3-on-3 basketball. You heard that correctly. You didn't know that the Olympics now had 3-on-3 basketball? Well, now you know. Jimmer Fredette, I haven't said his name in so long, it doesn't even roll off the tongue anymore. He's on the American men's team. They lost to Serbia 22-14. Jimmer Fredette had 4 points. Thank you, Jimmer. The American women. They lost to Germany 17-13. Hickey, we need to stick to 5-on-5. Cut this 3-on-3 crap out, man.
Yeah, if we're going into the reserves for Jimmer Fredette for the Olympics, maybe let's just say, you know, we'll sit this one out.
You think LeBron and Kevin Durant shake his hand when they see him? They don't even see the guy, right?
They just, if they're walking, you know, different ways in the hallway, LeBron just keeps that head straight going. There's no look to the side, no head nod, moving right through.
Well, you know, our guys aren't even staying in the village. They're staying at a hotel, man. Come on.
Oh, I did not know that. Interesting.
You think Jimmer Fredette is in a hotel or in the village?
Oh, definitely the village.
No air conditioning.
They got the breakable beds.
Yeah, those cardboard box beds. LeBron is sleeping on the nicest bed ever. And Jimmer Fredette is sleeping on a couple of milk cartons. They're going to take away his bed after losing here. Anyway, yeah, American men and women lose 3-on-3 basketball. Let's see. They got more games to go, but certainly not the best. Now that we got our own losing out the way from Team USA, let's talk about some other people that got close to losing, at least. The home country, the host country, I should say. France. How about Victor Wembanyama in France almost lost to Japan? There were viral images going all over the internet today. of Victor Wembanyama, all 7'4" of the guy, towering over a Japanese player who was 5'4". Yes, you heard that correctly. Victor Wembanyama was 2 whole feet taller than the competition. It didn't matter. France beat Japan barely. 94-90. Victor Wembanyama had to drop 8 points in overtime to help them win this game. Pretty wild stuff. You would think that Paris would beat the living hell out of Japan. Rui Hachimura, Los Angeles Laker, had 24 points. At least Japan was competitive. Yeah, let's go ahead and take a listen to some of those highlights from NBC.
To tie it. It turns up and it's good. A 4-point play from Strazel. And on the shot clock, Wembanyama catches underneath the hoop. Scores! And he is fouled. Victor Wembanyama. Wembanyama doesn't hesitate. Dead three is good. Victor Wembanyama gives France the 6-point lead. Three is up. No good.
Yeah, you got overtime to beat Japan? Okay, whatever. Anyway, Team USA for the gold, okay? Not in this 303 basketball nonsense. Also, speaking of another team that lost, Greece, I guess Giannis Antetokounmpo, they need 5 Giannis Antetokounmpos to win. Spain beat them 84-77. Greece, they haven't won a game yet. And so not looking good for Giannis Antetokounmpo. And the man will still be the Greek freak. Yeah, well, listen, those are some teams that lost. Anyway, congratulations to Team USA's gymnasts. They walked away with some gold. Congratulations, Simone Biles. More gold medals, more medals, period, I should say, than any USA gymnast, man or woman, ever. And she's not done. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We are not done. We are going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, speaking of disappointments, I'm disappointed in this. Jeffrey Simmons, Tennessee Titan, beefing with a member of the media, a radio host, who he feels disrespected him. We're going to get into that. As a matter of fact, you'll hear it on the other side of the break. What you all want to see, an NFL player destroying a member of the media. Sort of. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, as it should be. I want you to agree. I want you to disagree. Everybody has their own opinions. Nobody should agree with somebody 100% of the time. That sucks. What a miserable world that would be. But I'll tell you this much. It'd be nice if we had a little bit more civility in our collective discourse. It'd be nice if you could actually disagree with somebody and agree to disagree, you know, share a perspective without being a complete fill in the blank. I'll allow you to just fill in the blank. That's the world that we live in right now. And so unfortunately today, wow, we had a disagreement live on the radio. Not here, though. Not with us. Maybe you're familiar. I don't know. Maybe you're in Tennessee. Maybe you're not. Tennessee Titans, they're out here having training camp. They have the local radio show on board, on site. 104.5 The Zone, co-hosted by Buck Reesing. And he's sitting out there minding his business. And like a lot of places, the local radio show shows up. They do the live shows. They talk to some players and what have you, all right? Buck Reesing is conducting an interview with cornerback Roger McCreary, or he's trying to conduct an interview with Roger McCreary. And then a bigger name walks by, and a much bigger individual walks by. He's Tennessee Titans multiple-time Pro Bowler Jeffrey Simmons. He's also a captain on the Tennessee Titans football team. And so Buck Reesing is trying to get ready to conduct this interview, and Jeffrey Simmons walks up. And let's just say, and we don't know the who, the what's, and the why's, but let's just be clear. Jeffrey Simmons was not happy with Buck Reesing. Specifically, he was not happy with some words that he decided to tweet and type about him on X. I don't even know what the past... Hickey, what's the new past tense of a tweet? Is it he X'd him? Is that what it would be?
I guess, although it sounds like in that context he killed him. So maybe let's just stick to tweeted instead.
He might. Well, let's listen to this. And there's a particular word that I cannot repeat that Jeffrey Simmons called Buck Reesing. Let's just say he called him a cat. Jeffrey Simmons, take a listen to this, going after a radio host in Tennessee.
Jeff, you want to sit down? We can talk whenever you want to talk. Jeff, we'll deal with that later. Roger McCreary sitting down with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Jeff, I mean, we're on the air right now.
I don't care. You do a lot of talk on social media.
I'm right here, Jeff. We can talk anytime you want to. Unbelievable.
We got to make that happen.
Well, we'll deal with that later on. Roger McCreary sitting down with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Jeff, if you want to sit down and talk about this, we can talk about this.
I'm telling you, stop talking on social media. Talk to me.
I'm talking to you right here. Jeff, we tried to talk to you last week. I'm being rude to Roger. We'll deal with you later.
Wow, okay. Now, for anyone who is not familiar, Jeffrey Simmons is 6'4", 305 pounds. I would venture to say, I don't know, unless it's Yao Ming, there's probably not a human being on earth. I don't know, John Jones, that you could probably take a look at, and he would feel intimidated by. That's a big man. That's a big dude. Buck Reesing was sitting down, and all things considered, there was a tweet earlier today because there was a fight during Tennessee Titans practice where Jeffrey Simmons seemed to be the one to instigate the fight. Now, I have never heard anything negative about this dude. I've never found him to hurt a fly. He's always doing foundation, quote-unquote, stuff. He's one of the captains. The general manager, Rand Carthen, was just talking about how great of a player he is. He's a captain. But it just looks real weak, real lame to just go up to somebody on the media and then you call him out of his name. You tell him to stop tweeting you. What are these, empty threats? Why don't you just talk to, if you're going to do all of that, just talk to the guy. That comes across as lame. It comes across as having rabbit ears. And sure, everybody's entitled to a day. I'm sure the emotions were flying after the practice fight and what have you. But I just always find it weak-minded. And it could be a moment of weakness. Maybe this is a personal problem. I have no idea. A professional problem. I don't know. I just find it so mentally weak. When a part of your profession is to be a public figure, you make all this money, your performance is constantly up for criticism. And yeah, you're a human being. I get it. Why are you lashing out at the media guy? Why are you giving power to the radio host who don't have no control or say over anything that you're doing? Like, just go out there and bust ass on a football field. And if you have an issue with him, just tell him. Don't soft attack him. Don't curse him out, but don't verbally sit and chat with, hey, I don't appreciate what you said. I mean, I don't know, and I think if he did, we would have heard about it. Do I think he pulled him to the side in a commercial to privately talk with him? I don't think so. I highly doubt it. Man, does everybody got to whine and complain on social media? Oh, excuse me. Does everybody have to read and complain about social media? Like, enough, man. Just go play football. Worried about what the local radio dude is saying. Just go bust ass, man. Hickey, what are your thoughts? What do you think about this?
I'm with you. Like, the only, two problems I have is the word choice, fine, but that's a different story.
Calling him a cat.
It's a choice. It's a choice for sure. But like, yeah. If you're upset about what he's saying, and you say, hey, look, don't tweet, just talk to me, and you are given the chance to talk it out right there, it looks weak and it looks small if you say, I don't want to talk to you. You called him out. You are now given an opportunity to either express your feelings more or hash out whatever beef you have, talk about what's frustrating. Maybe we can get some sort of middle ground to at least a bare minimum and understanding of where each other's coming from and move on. To lash out, to yell, to say all that stuff and then walk away when given multiple opportunities to talk about it is a bad look. I'm with you.
He comes across as a 6'4", 305-pound baby. That's what he comes across as, okay? I mean, for all the great things that he's done and said, at that moment, he comes across as a 6'4", 305-pound baby. Like, come on, man. Moment of weakness, fine, sure, but do better. Don't let it happen again. Grow up. Everybody's so sensitive. Oh, you said this on social media. Oh, yeah. Come on. You wouldn't say that to me in the back alley. Well, that's his job, and your job is to play football. Part of your job is to also lock in and ignore him. Who cares? Who cares? You're making millions of dollars. You're busting ass on a football field. Why are you, for the life of me, this is something I will never understand. Why people are so concerned with the opinions of others that don't necessarily have a direct bearing on your performance. Why do you care? You're up for criticism. It's the job that you chose. Get over it. You're acting like a 6'4", 305-pound baby. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports. Hickey, I'm not in Tennessee, but I'm pretty close. Do I got to worry about him now? Is he coming after me?
I'd maybe lock your door tonight just to be safe.
Okay. All right. No, I think he's preoccupied. He's probably on Twitter. You know, he's eating a steak or two steaks or three or four or five. You know, resting after a hard day of practice, fighting his teammates. I don't got to worry about it. I don't think he's going to get on 75 and come visit me. So I'm safe. I'm fine. Unless he's listening to every radio show and reading tweets, okay? I think I'm fine. Just get it together. Hickey, it just bothers me. Why are people so concerned with what other people have to say about him? Especially when they're famous people. Why do they care? I get it. They're human, but come on.
It's a great question. Kevin Durant suffers from the same thing. Like, why don't you just log? Why even, honestly, if you're a pro athlete, why even log on? You know, like, there's no real point of social media. If you want to build your brand, okay, fine, you can do whatever video you want, post it, and log off. Like, no one is forcing you to read anything yet. Like you said, it seems like more players now than ever are reading it and now getting upset, and it leads to stuff like this, which is stupid.
Hickey, we are in such a different world. You know what we're going to do? You want to know how bad things are? And we'll get to that at the top of the hour, just to illustrate just social media, how poisonous it is. Not just for athletes, for a lot of people. It's like a toilet bowl. Chauncey Billups told a story about one of his own players utilizing social media. You know, we'll get into that at the top of the hour. We're going to come back. I'm going to tell you about the defensive player of the week. Speaking about people utilizing some words, John Elway had some interesting words to describe himself as it relates to Josh Allen. Antonio Pierce had some interesting words to say about his own quarterbacks. So we got a lot to do. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, we told you about an angry Tennessee Titan in Jeffrey Simmons, taking out his frustrations and his anger on a radio host. People can't leave the social media alone. You know, next hour, I'll give you another example. NBA issues, too, with social media. It's social media issues all over the damn place. And speaking of issues, it's a prime opportunity to tell you about a baseball team with plenty of issues, okay? It's time to tell you about the Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Royal star infielder Bobby Witt Jr., he defended the Royals from a loss to the White Sox, who are terrible. This man hit a go-ahead grand slam in the eighth inning last night to give Kansas City an 8-5 win. Bobby Witt Jr., he had four hits. His season average is now .347. Meanwhile, for the White Sox, they have now lost a franchise record 15th consecutive game. They're bad. They're awful. They're horrendous. They're disgusting. They're trash. They're a waste of time. And Hickey, there's a guy who, speaking of online, there's a guy who messaged me on the internet. I know earlier in the show I said, who the hell is sitting around watching White Sox games? Shout outs to MCOS88. He says, at JR Sport Brief, I don't watch the White Sox games since I'm at work. I listen to every game on the radio. Hickey, he said he would call us now if he wasn't working. And tell, what would he tell? Well, first of all, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. What would he have said? Like, what could this man possibly have shared with us? That he loves the Sox and he loves listening to them? Why? To listen to them lose on the radio?
That's, I mean, I guess it's a little bit better because you're not watching it.
Okay.
You're just hearing about it. So it's like almost like, you know, if you want to just get nuts here, you can almost think of like secondhand. Like, oh, there's an error in left field. Oh, there's a strikeout. Like, I guess hearing it is better than watching it, right?
Oh, man. Isn't that better uses of his time?
Well, that's a very fair argument, and that's a fair discussion.
If he's at work and he needs to listen to something, he could just listen to us, right? He'd do that.
Absolutely. If he works later than 10 p.m., music or Bart Winkler.
Right. Or he could listen to nothing. I think that'd be better than the White Sox. Anyway, they're going to play again. First pitch is in, what, another 20 minutes or so? They're probably going to lose again tonight. They're probably going to be their 16th consecutive loss. Root for the Cubs. I know you're not supposed to, but go root for them instead. Don't watch or listen to anything. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. You know, that's just this bad. White Sox are bad. And if I got to think about another team that wears black, except for this one also includes silver and black, talking about the Raiders. Like everybody else, the Las Vegas Raiders are in camp. And what's expected from them this season? Nothing. Not a damn thing. The biggest story to come out of Raiders camp is them making fun of Patrick Mahomes with a Kermit the Frog doll. And I get it. The players didn't bring it in. A fan brought in a Kermit the Frog doll, and one of the other guys decided to call him a female dog, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes did not appreciate it and neither did their head coach Antonio Pierce. It was Bush League. It's like, this is why y'all are the Raiders. You can't be taken seriously. You're making Kermit the Frog jokes about Patrick Mahomes. What a joke. Something else that might be a big old joke for the Raiders this year is who the hell is going to be throwing the football opposite Patrick Mahomes. Is it going to be Aiden O'Connell, who took over last year, given the blessing or granted the blessing from Devontae Adams? Or is it going to be Gardner Minshew, who, Hickey, you're familiar with? Are you happy with what he did last year, Gardner Minshew, with the Colts?
Oh, of course. Yeah, he played a lot better than I think anyone, including myself, thought, for sure.
15 touchdowns, only 9 interceptions. Aiden O'Connell, touchdown-interception ratio of 12-7. And Antonio Pierce, now the full-time head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, he is waiting on somebody to actually, quote-unquote, take the job. And if you got to choose between two quarterbacks, you know what they say, you got none. Antonio Pierce trying to tell his players to grow up, stop playing with Kermit the Frog dolls. He's also looking for one of his quarterbacks to just grab the bull by the horns and become the starter. He says he hasn't seen that yet. Listen to Antonio Pierce.
On the quarterback competitions, what have you seen from them? Where do you stand right now?
Status quo. Just that, status quo.
Is there anything more you want to see them do, kind of take charge of the competition?
Yeah, just that. I like to see, again, I'm going to keep saying it, just somebody just to take and say, I'm the guy, AP. And make it clear and evident, and then we'll make that decision at that point.
In this kind of a setting, how do they go about doing that?
Number one thing is taking care of the ball, putting the team in a position to win, managing the offense, understanding the operational. You saw some situational stuff there yesterday. I think our guys are doing a good job. Both quarterbacks have really embracing it. But again, I'm just going back to it. Somebody has to just separate from the other.
Yeah, sure. Does it matter? I'm just being honest. I'm just being real. I know they're bringing in, well, they've brought in Christian Wilkins from the Dolphins. And now you got to choose between Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. How about the quarterback is going to be whoever Devontae Adams wants it to be? How about the better answer is Devontae Adams hasn't chosen who the quarterback is? We found out all we needed to know about his status and his standing in the organization in that Netflix show Receiver, where he said from last year, he basically said, yeah, it's okay, bench Jimmy G. Yeah, I'm okay with it. If you want me to stick around and you want me to be happy, it's time for Jimmy Garoppolo to take a seat. And now Jimmy Garoppolo is in Los Angeles playing for the Rams, where he is backing up Matthew Stafford. And all things considered, the best way for Jimmy Garoppolo to stay healthy is to not play. Is to stand around on the sidelines with a clipboard. Raiders went 8-9 last year. 8-9, okay? Antonio Pierce took over from an idiot. At least in a head coaching perspective, I don't know what he is as a person, okay? Josh McDaniels left, and the whole entire team decided to go out there and celebrate, all right? I know all I need to know about him. Are they going to go 8-9 again? They're going to be average as hell, if that. It's the Kansas City Chiefs division. Maybe the Raiders can benefit from the Broncos being bums and the Chargers with Harbaugh taking a year or two to grow. We'll find out sooner than later. Man, you ain't got a quarterback. You ain't got nothing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of a quarterback, is a Hall of Famer who has a regret. We'll get into that next hour. We'll talk more social media nonsense from these athletes. Gerard Mayo doesn't talk to Belichick. We'll hear about it. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.